with Washington State's new law banning so-called assault rifles, banning virtually all AR-15s, AK-47s, and so on, I say there are far too many apologists for the gun grabbers who are claiming, oh, well, the gun control people, they just want to have a safer society. They want everyone to be safe. No, they don't. I'm going to black pill you here on this in a minute. They know, even the people who write the gun laws and the gun restrictions, they absolutely know that the criminals of society will not follow the law. They know this. They also know that simultaneous with the fact that they are defunding police, they are actively trying to disarm law-abiding citizens. So they're not stupid. Their plan is to have more guns in the hands of more criminals and no firearms in the hands of honest law-abiding citizens and no funding for police. Now, I ask you, what would be the result of that kind of outcome? What would that look like? You know, what would you see in society if all of that took place? And the answer is, you know, incredibly clear and quite horrifying. You would have, you know, runaway violent crime in the streets, the victimization of innocent people on a horrific scale, and chaos in society. So knowing that chaos would be the outcome, and knowing that that is obvious, it's a self-evident outcome, you must attribute to the gun control zealots the motivation of causing chaos. They want chaos. They want criminals to have the upper hand, which is also evidenced by the fact that they keep releasing criminals from prisons. They want more criminals on the streets. And they also, of course, want fewer law-abiding citizens to be able to defend themselves, even as there are, you know, fewer police able to respond. Now, they know this. They want this. This is actively what they are seeking. But it goes one step further. If you're wondering, well, why would they want that? And here's the black pill answer, and this is the truth as I understand it. This is my own analysis. You're free to agree or disagree. But in every communist revolution, there is a moment where it turns extremely bloody and where the communists go out and start mass executing their political enemies. America is currently under a communist infestation slash occupation attempt. We are following the path of the communist takeover that was outlined by Russian dissident Yuri Bezmenov in the 1980s. And he told us exactly what the Soviet Union at that time would do to infiltrate and overtake, overrun the United States of America and bring it down from within. We have been following that exact blueprint. It's, you know, demoralization. It's destroying the economy, it's dumbing down, it's cultural wars, it's sowing racial chaos and division domestically. All these elements that we are seeing are all by design. This is quite a deliberate plan. And the culmination of this plan is the day that the communists go out and attempt to mass execute their political enemies. When that day comes, and believe me, Washington State is planning for that day. The Democrats are planning for that day. Governor Inslee is planning for that day. Governor Newsom of California planning for that day. They do not want the American people to be armed. This is disarmament ahead of genocide. That's exactly what this is. It has nothing to do with public safety. It has nothing to do with making the streets safe or the schools safe. It has everything to do with making sure that anyone who doesn't go with the criminal regime in power will be easy for that regime to execute at gunpoint. So there's your black pill dose for the day. And no, I don't mean black cumin seed oil extract, which is very healthy in many ways. Yeah, you're getting black pilled about the truth about gun control. It is, in fact, the existence of the Second Amendment that has kept tyranny at bay for well, since the beginning of the Republic, frankly, and even in these more recent years with all the attempts by Obama and Eric Holder and, you know, even Biden now to try to take firearms away from the American people, the fact that they have been largely unsuccessful has guaranteed the safety and liberty of the American people. And so the states are working on this now, trying to do what the federal government has not been able to achieve, because the states like Washington, Oregon, California, and so on are, of course, controlled by rigged elections. You know, Democrats in charge of the House, the Senate, the governor, even the state Supreme Courts, and so on. And so they can push these things through at the state level. Now, of course, it's being challenged in the courts. Lawsuits have already been filed against this Washington state gun law. I think the Second Amendment Foundation has been part of it. I don't recall all the groups. I'd like to give them credit, but I actually don't recall the names of all the groups. But there's a lot of good groups that are fighting against these onerous new, disarmament laws. And I hope they prevail. But understand that if they do not prevail, and you live in the state of Washington, that you are living in a state where there will be a planned government-initiated genocide against the people. They're setting the stage through disarmament. This is why California has outlawed, you know, new pistols and AR-15s for many, many years, because they want a disarmed population. And why do they want people not to have guns? Well, because the government plans to carry out actions against those people that would invoke a self-defense response among the people. You know, when tyrants come to your door at gunpoint and want to drag you away and take you to a, quote, quarantine camp and then execute you, a lot of people are going to disagree with that and perhaps say no. And so that's why they don't want the Second Amendment to exist at all. So you have just a few options. If you live in a state like Washington, yes, there are very courageous people who are standing up and fighting and becoming plaintiffs in lawsuits. And I saw Washington gun law talk about this. Lawsuits have been filed there. But you may also have to reconsider relocation. And I know that's a tough one for a lot of people, because Washington in particular is such a great state, especially everything east of Seattle or in Oregon, you know, everything southeast of Portland, California, you know, you got to go north, get away from the liberal cities. All these areas, California, Oregon, Washington, and so on, even parts of Illinois and you know, even parts of upstate New York are outstanding, amazing areas in which to live. But under tyranny, they become controlled by the lunatics in the state capitals. And you end up in a situation where you are illegally denied the right to exercise your constitutional rights. And it's only a matter of time before those genocidal, insane governments attempt to carry out basically ethnic cleansing campaigns in their own states. And if you think that day is not coming, then you don't know history. That day has come again and again and again. And you need to read the history of communist revolutions, because this is not anything out of the ordinary. In fact, it is part of the routine march of tyranny and communism against humanity throughout the history of our modern world. This is like clockwork. It's going to happen. The founding fathers of America, the reason they even wrote the Second Amendment is because they knew that an armed population is the best defense against overriding government tyranny. You know, the Second Amendment was never even about hunting or even one-on-one self-defense. It was about having an armed population for the defense of the Republic, defense against, you know, all enemies, foreign and domestic, wherever they may emerge. And this is why, you know, Second Amendment cancellation is one of the top goals of the radical left. Now, if you already owned an AR-15 in Washington state, it is not currently illegal for you to continue to possess that AR-15, at least as I understand the law. the law banned the sale and transfer and import, export, and so on of those rifles. But if you already own one, they would allow you to keep it. That's the only way they thought they could get this law passed. Well, think about what part on that rifle is the gun. So for an AR-15, the receiver is the serialized part. That receiver has a specific serial number. It's the only part on the rifle that is serialized. What this means is that you can swap it out with all kinds of new parts. By the way, you could change everything else about it. You could have a new buttstock, you can have a new barrel, a new upper receiver, new bolt carrier group, a new trigger, you know, all these things, and still using the same lower receiver, you have not violated the Washington law, as I understand it. But of course, it's your job to check your local laws and make sure that you don't violate them. But as I understand it, you know, you can upgrade that rifle. You can do all kinds of things. So you can completely swap the thing out. You can change your 5.56 rifle into a 300 blackout rifle using the same receiver, by the way, just with a different barrel and different bolt carrier group. So there's a lot of things that you can do. You can still upgrade your rifle. And I recommend that you do. I recommend that you keep your existing firearms, you know, in tip-top shape, keep them lubricated, and keep up your skills, because we don't know whether America is going to be invaded by a foreign enemy at some point. I mean, we could be in a war with China or Russia anytime soon. We don't know if we're going to have a financial collapse and there's going to be an angry mob of roving zombie lunatics going through the suburbs and looking for victims. We don't know what this is going to look like. But if you have a rifle, hold on to it. Hold on to it for dear life, really. And make sure that it's not easily stolen, because you won't be able to replace it. At least as I understand it, you won't be able to replace it. Now, you're not even allowed under this law to manufacture a rifle, which is a violation of your constitutional rights. I think this is one reason why this law may be struck down, because you have a constitutional right to manufacture your own firearm for your own private use. Even if you don't sell it, you don't transfer it, you just build it for yourself. And using things like the ghost gunners, you can get essentially a block of aluminum, and you can mill out all the metal, and you can create your own receiver that is non-serialized. And of course, I own a ghost gunner, and I've played with it because I like to stay up to date on technologies. Honestly, I haven't used it for a long time. I've been too busy with other things. But I did manage to mill out some 80% lowers before, and that was fun, just kind of seeing how it works. I have not milled out what's called a so-called 0% lower, so I have not gone through that process. But it is available to people in areas where it's legal. I think it's illegal in New York and probably in Washington State now, but check your local laws, as always. Nevertheless, that's all going to be challenged, any kind of restrictions on that, because you should always have the right to manufacture your own firearm for the defense of your life, your property, and your community, you know, and your family. The other thing that you can do if you do not have a firearm and you want a rifle in a place like Washington State, you know, you could wait for the lawsuit to get challenged and see if that works, but that might not happen. Who knows? There might not be a TRO against that. You can buy a bolt-action rifle. I think those are still legal in Washington State. But again, check your local laws. And there are also lever-action rifles. And, you know, believe it or not, like an AR-15, you can convert it to a bolt-action rifle using the product I've mentioned before called the Kali Key, K-A-L-I-K-E-Y. I think that's what it's called. I think it's just KaliKey.com, but you can look it up. And you can buy this drop-in bolt carrier group replacement that turns your semi-automatic AR-15 rifle into a bolt-action AR-15 rifle. And under that configuration, my understanding is it would then be compliant with Washington state law. And then I'm thinking that that might be perfectly legal to buy or sell. So again, do your own research. I'm not your attorney. I don't know the letter of the law in Washington State. These are just my overall assessments, but I would imagine that gun stores in Washington State could sell bolt-action AR-15s, even under the current law. And if that were the case, then perhaps as the law is overturned, then people could, you know, modify those with bolt carrier groups and change them back to semi-automatic rifles, again, after the law is overturned, if indeed that's the case. So, you know, again, check your local laws. I'm not your attorney, and don't consider this to be legal advice. You know, you're responsible for complying with your local laws, however insane they might be. But I think there are a lot of options. You can check out, again, a lever action rifle with some practice. You can get pretty fast at a lever action or a bolt action. It's better than nothing, right? Or perhaps a shotgun. Pump action shotguns, they are, you know, they don't carry a lot of rounds and they're really slow to reload, but there are magazine fed shotguns that might be legal. I'm not sure. Check the situation there. But become proficient in these other types of firearms in case that's all you have remaining accessible to you. But number one, you know, use the courts, use the law, use public advocacy to push back against this tyranny and support the Second Amendment community in Washington State and everywhere, Hawaii as well, by the way. A lot of restrictions in Hawaii, and exercise your Second Amendment rights. That is, purchase firearms that are legal, become proficient in their use, keep them in working condition, maintain your skill set, and be ready just in case. Be ready for America to be invaded, be ready for a collapse of the power grid, be ready for communist genocide takeover attempt. Be ready for all those things. And an AR-15 is a really great way to be ready for a lot of things. So hold on to them if you got them. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and also naturalnews.com. Take care.